Motor Talk with David Berthon for Auscar. Looking for a quality used car? Visit auscar.com.au.
The luxury car tax has long been the nemesis of the car industry. Introduced 18 years ago, it was designed to ensure consumers gave preference to Aussie-made cars, which of course has now ended, the tax bringing in about $600 million a year. The threshold for the tax applies to cars priced above $65,094 that consume less than 7 litres per 100 k's and above $75,526 for all other vehicles. The tax rate, 33%, applied on top of the 10% GST. Interestingly, the Toyota Prado four-wheel drive is the largest contributor to the tax, as most variants fall over this value, and the reason why the tax is viewed so strongly is unfair. You can import a luxury boat or plane, import the best jewellery, and there's no luxury tax. All is about to change, however, with the introduction of the European Free Trade Agreement, due to come into effect in 2019, the luxury car tax will become null and void. Negotiations on the free trade agreement with Europe are due to start. The EU regarding the luxury car tax is a false tariff, and it'll be front and centre in negotiations. According to Mercedes-Benz Australia's corporate communications manager, David McCarthy, the tax's abolition has been a long time coming. He believes the government will implement its abolition in stages over a three-year period, dropping it from 33% to 22%, 11% and then 0%, to some extent protecting resale values of high-value cars. I'm David Berthon.